I was born in Champaign-Urbana during my dad's postdoc. My dad actually came to the U.S. after being in Israel, finished his military service. He was a soldier during the War of Independence. His parents came from Europe. They were refugees, realized prior to the war that it was coming. They were from Germany. So they got out. He dropped out of high school.
Wait, they got out and where did they go?
They went to Israel. Went to high school. He was born in Israel. Went to high school in Israel. Actually, was born in Budapest on the way, but went to high school in Israel till he dropped out in 10th grade. Was a messenger boy, a bike messenger boy, and realized, oddly, that there was not much future in it. And so his parents said, well, then you got to hurry up and get done. So he was embarrassed to go back to high school as a year older. And so his parents scraped together some money and sent him to Switzerland. And so he did, and came back to Israel to serve in the army. On his way back, after the end of the war, in the back of the truck, he asked the soldier sitting next to him, who he didn't know, what is he doing? And that soldier said, well, I'm going to the American consulate. If you place well on an exam, they'll let you go to college and they'll pay for it. So my dad thought, well, I'm smarter than him. Went directly to the American consulate and took an exam, and sure enough, got a scholarship to go to Georgia Tech.
Wow.
And he arrived in Georgia Tech, was very poor, and was put up as a charity case in a fraternity. He finished it at Georgia Tech and then Caltech, where he hoped to do a PhD, but they didn't take him, so he had to go to Stanford, because he really didn't quite understand the American system, so he had no idea that Stanford was also good, and got his PhD in electrical engineering. While he was in school, he hitchhiked across the country to get to see America, and along the way, he met my mother. And, she also came actually from Israel. But in her case, her father and grandfather had come to the U.S. They were homesteading, first in Wyoming and then in Montana. But my grandfather did mail order education.
Yeah.
He did mail order education and became a pharmacist. And the first time he met his instructors was for the exams, where they had to actually make pills. And then it was a depression in the U.S., and so he went with his parents to Israel, then eventually came back to the U.S., and all of that resulted in these two people from Israel meeting in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And my mother went to college in the South. Then my parents got married, and my dad was in California, so she transferred to UCLA till she discovered that you could go to college much cheaper if you went to the City College of Los Angeles. So she transferred out of UCLA and into the City College of Los Angeles to get her degree in sociology and industrial psychology. And then she worked, while my dad was doing his PhD, as a research assistant at the Stanford Center for Advanced Study in the Behavioral Sciences. And then they began their life together. They moved first to the University of Illinois, then to the University of Minnesota, and then to Penn State. And there were four of us. We grew up mostly in State College, Pennsylvania. But it was very clear it's a small town. So graduated high school at 16 because I just thought, you know, there's probably like a world out there which I'm not getting to find out about. So I finished high school at 16 and went to Israel to do my undergrad at 16, which was interesting. The rest of the students, of course, were actually grown-ups because they not only had finished high school at the normal age of 18, they had gone to the army. So they were 2 or 3 years in the military. So they were 20 and 21. So I was stunned because 16 and 20 or 21 is a big difference. They were clearly, in my eyes, grown-ups, and I clearly was not, at least in comparison.